Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you new age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Wowie, wow, wow, wow. Here we are. It is 2018.
Hello, how are you tonight, Angel?
Doing great, Anne. How are you? I can't believe that we're already 3 weeks into the first month of the year. The year
went by really
fast, and now we're already preparing for Valentine's Day. That's crazy.
It is. Yep. It's going to be a quick one, everybody. I have a feeling.
It is. And I would love for you to take this opportunity to kind of talk about all of that. I know that it's always kind of fun to engage with a psychic medium, and I'd like to give Anne an opportunity. Since we're in the new year, you're on the radio once a month, the third Monday every month, and I thought I'd give you a great opportunity first time in the year to kind of get a platform going. We can talk about what's important and the kinds of things we need to think about, and even what 2018 means for everyone coming out of what was clearly the craziest year ever, 2017.
Stay tuned. It's all going to be the same this year.
Oh, man.
He's
no,
still in office,
come on.
So nothing's changed.
No, don't say that.
That wasn't like a prediction. That was just common sense.
Like, you didn't need any kind of skills for that. It's just read the newspaper, she said.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, and then I would love to give you an opportunity to kind of step into to talking about what you feel makes that statement so important for people, and then, you know, what you have to add to it for 2018, since this is January.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not putting out hopelessness. That's not what it's about at all.
Oh, no, absolutely. Absolutely.
So hello, everybody. My name is Anne Savino. I have, I guess, officially been reading for 31 years now, since we crossed over the year mark.
Ooh, congratulations.
Thank you. It's interesting. A lot of people don't think that they're psychic. Like, they think, what do I have to do to open up? And I used to feel that way too. Like, I thought psychics or mediums had to be like born with the gift. And some people are, you know, there are definitely people who are natural born psychics and mediums. But what I discovered was that I really had been psychic all my life. I just didn't call it that. You know, I was just extremely sensitive. I was, you know, I would feel people's emotions. If somebody was angry in the room, you know, I would walk away with a stomachache. Like, you know, going to shopping malls is completely overwhelming to me. It's like, I tell my daughter I have a 1 hour window. Then after an hour, I have to get out for my own survival. I just feel like energy drains from my body. So those are just some examples of having a sensitive body. And there's a lot of people who also have that. And maybe you don't consider yourself psychic, but that is a symptom of someone who's more open psychically than someone who's not. Like if you are more sensitive. And what I did was when I was right after I graduated from college in my early 20s, I joined I went to start going to a school that taught psychic development. And again, I thought, oh, I could never do psychic readings. But what I found was, you know, really simple training, you know, where you're just kind of talking about the impressions that are coming to you when you sit in front of someone, is that I was like totally accurately picking up what was going on with people, like, you know, seeing scenes from their life. I'd say my strongest psychic sense is my clairvoyance, which is clear seeing. I receive a lot of images. They play like film clips. Other people are strongly clairaudient, which means they may hear things. It's clear hearing. There's also your clairsentience, which is clear feeling. Some people, you know, will totally feel, you know, what other people are feeling just by being in the environment. And we all have those, all of those abilities, but a lot of people, one may be stronger than the other ones. And so what I found through the training that I went through and just years and years and years and years of reading was that, wow, I really was psychic because I was accurately, you know, picking up and interpreting stuff going on with people. And I would say that pretty much everybody else on the planet also is. I'm not the only one with those abilities. And it really is a matter of training the ability and, you know, practicing putting time in. And the more you get validated for the information or the evidence that you bring through, it's like the more confident you are and the more you'll be able to discern kind of like what you're, when you're reading something versus like your own thoughts and that kind of thing. So I just, you know, once I started reading, for me, I just fell in love with it because it's like having the most intimate conversation or just a very, very personal, positive, loving connection with another person. Because one quality that I also notice that goes on when I'm reading is when you're reading, you're in your upper chakras, the chakras system that runs along the spine. The upper chakras are like from the heart on up. So the heart, the throat, the third eye, and the crown chakra. And so clairvoyance is in the sixth chakra, the forehead. And the qualities of the upper chakras really deal with more spiritual information. So you're going to see things, you know, so if someone's acting out in front of you, if you were more in the ego or the lower chakras, you'd be like, boy, that person's a jerk. But if you were in the upper chakras, you would see the person's behavior and be able to see beyond the behavior to see that maybe they have a reason for acting that way. They're hurt, they're angry, they don't have another way of, you know, maybe coping or expressing, you know, what they're dealing with in that moment. So that's a very simple example of whether you're perceiving from the lower chakras or the upper chakras. So one of the things I noticed when I was doing readings was that I just was experiencing kind of like a vast amount of love and affinity for my fellow man, because it was just really seeing how everybody, you know, is really a precious, you know, a precious creation. Like everybody has so many talents. Everybody, you know, has so many wonderful qualities, and the things that we go through, it's, you know, our learning lessons. We're trying to, you know, work out different things, learn about different, you know, aspects of ourselves, you know, so we can grow and be strong and, you know, become more empowered and more whole. And to me, that is the beautiful thing about reading, is being able to really focus in on people from that type of mindset. And it's like, I've had experiences in readings where like the roughest character, you know, I remember once reading like this biker at a fair I was doing, you know, it's like, and normally if I was walking down the street, I might, you know, cross the street to avoid him, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
But I was noticing when I read him that he was just like this wonderful, loving, very tender-hearted man. And, you know, we get caught up with appearances, what people look like, you know, they're, how they put themselves together. Are you putting, you know, do you put it out that, you know, you're a housewife? Do you put it out that you're a biker, a student, you know, whatever? We all have ways we present ourselves. But, you know, beyond that appearance, it's like we are all really a whole soul who is a reflection of perfection, really God's perfect life in you. I just find that to be an incredible experience to be able to share to someone. And it, in a reading, it really raises the vibration up between me and the person that I'm working with, so they can start to see themselves in a better light. So it's a very powerful, it's a very powerful process. It's a very powerful cleansing process and healing process for everyone involved. And then the same thing I was experiencing once I started doing mediumship readings, that started happening for me after my niece died in 2011, where all of a sudden the whole tuning into people who have passed, that just opened up spontaneously for me. And it was the same type of thing where when we're talking to people who are in spirit, they're still people. They're still the same person. They just don't have their body anymore. But how they also, you know, are really coming from a very loving place in reaching out and wanting to connect with their loved one, whether it's family or friends, you know, just people who, you know, have a connection of love between them. And so, you know, a lot of times it almost takes my breath away when I'm doing mediumship readings to feel the amount of love, you know, that a mother or a father or, you know, any person in spirit has for the person sitting in front of me. It's just like, oh my gosh. And they're with you, you know, they're aware of what you're going through and they are really there supporting you, even though we may not be aware of it. But they, if you have, you know, a loved one in spirit, they are with you, supporting you. It would be just like if they were in your life. You know, you'd call them up and let them know what you're going through. And you know, you have a great conversation with them. You know, it's the same thing. They're tuned into what you're going through and they're sending you, you know, advice. It may come through thoughts or an inspiration. They're sending you, you know, support. They're sending you comfort pretty much all the time. So I just think that's a really, really phenomenal part of life that not a lot of people are tuned into, but it's there for all of us. And, you know, if you want, you can tune into it yourself. So that's the work I do. And I love that.
So that was really, really, really great. And you do have some people listening that are you know, wanting to engage with you. So let me know when you're ready to take advantage of that. But what I would like to do, you know, being a medium myself, I get it. You know, you tap in.
Right.
What it occurs to me is like they're out there, like you're walking around in life and they're standing there kind of outside the gate, kind of waving at you, trying to get you to, you know, to do things and to catch your attention and to kind of help you make the right choices. And we often are not listening. We're just completely unconscious. We're just like walking around, ignoring the answer to the test, right? All the time, all the time. So you say that we can all do it. What kinds of things can people really do? What's your advice? What's your recommendations for people? Because it's tough right now. People are confused. They're concerned. They're
absolutely
hesitant.
Scared.
It's a scary place.
Freaked out.
A scary place. It's a freaked out. Right there, what you just said, freaked out.
Yeah, I am too. Believe me, I'm not, you know, walking around in perfect spiritual peace. I'm freaked out quite regularly by all the stuff that's going on.
A scary place to live right now.
To me, it really comes down to taking some time to quiet your mind, and whether that's meditation or, you know, sometimes people have what would you call it, kind of perfect pictures or perfection ideas around meditation. Like they have to go to the mountaintop, they have to do it for 2 hours, you know, it's done a certain way. And really, to me, meditation is, you know, just taking some alone time and really kind of getting into the present, not kind of getting into the present moment. And you can do that simple in really simple ways, like just putting your attention on your breathing, putting your attention on your body, you know, just kind of getting out of the head and the thought loops and, you know, kind of dialing it down and just by putting your attention on your body or your breath, it's like you're actually calling your aura back to you, which gathers your energy, which makes you feel calmer. You know, whereas when we're in the future and we're worried, it's like our auras, it's thought, our energy is following those thoughts. It's not around us. We're sending it out. So it's like it's a draining kind of experience. So just simple things like, you know, like I was saying, just sit, breathe. If you have a meditation technique you'd like to use, use that. If you don't, put your attention on your body. You know, like run your attention up from your feet, up your legs, you know, through your stomach and all the way up through your body and relax each muscle set as you're doing that. That's a really simple way to calm down very quickly. And then another, to me, a very powerful technique is shifting your perception. And so how you can do that is when you're in the worry, freak out, reactive mode, start counting your blessings. Like instead of, oh my God, I don't have enough money. How am I going to pay for all of this? can't look at the things you can pay for. Like, switch it around and see what you have instead of, like, focusing and energizing what you don't have. That, to me, right. is a very powerful technique. And a lot of times, if you actually want to spend some time writing down, like, a gratitude journal, you know, make a consistent practice of that. Thank you for the people in my life, yeah. you know, yeah. my clothes, my pets, here, here. My house. I mean, that really is very powerful. It, like, shuts down, like, that mindset of need and want and lack.
Here, here.
So that those are very simple things to do, and that's available really for all of us. One thing I was noticing, like with the news cycles and stuff, because I get sucked into, you know, when big things happen, I'll turn the TV on and I'll start watching all the news and what's going on. And I'm not saying turn the news off if, you know, you want to be informed, that's great. But, you know, one thing is I've heard a lot of people say this and I agree with it. To me, what's really happening right now is like the shadow side of America, or it's more than America because all countries are dealing with these same issues, but we're kind of actively dealing with it. But like all the things that have been kind of in the closet and under the rug, you know, the racism that still exists, the sexism that still exists, you know, the xenophobia that still exists, like all of those types of things, you know, homophobia, any of that kind of thing. It's like it's still there, you know, in all of us, you know, little bits and dregs and some more than others. So I think a lot of what's happening is these things, light is being shown on them, even though they seem to be having more power than we do. But it's, to me, it's actually this whole time is an opportunity for us to take conscious control of this stuff and say, you know what, I think we're a lot more done with sexism than we have been. You know, and you see some of those changes happening where women are speaking up in the Me Too movement. So that's like another shift in perception that I like to do when I get freaked out by what's happening. It's kind of like, okay, what is being brought to light? And let's put the attention on what do we want the outcome to be? You know, and in what ways can I personally add my light to this?
Yeah. You know, and I often use movies because I'm a huge movie nut. And when I'm talking to people, I talk about movie scenes. And I always tell people, if you're in like a survival movie and the Coast Guard's supposed to save your life and you see the Coast Guard running, then you probably should run. So it's like
right.
when you talk to mediums and the spiritualists and they're like, it's scary right now, you know,
yeah.
but it's just like... And it's like, you guys are getting it. There's stuff happening now that we need to do something about. And so what kinds of, because we could sit back and watch it happen, or we can participate in dispelling it. You know what I mean? By shifting the light back into play. Because the light used to be
right.
more in play than it is now. The darkness is in play every day now.
Yep.
It literally is the dark side of the force right now. And how can I, as a just a regular person, help lift that?
This is what I've been doing, just being aware of, for me, getting out of the fear and the reactive cycle, because your energy then is feeding, you know, like this tidal wave of fear and freak out that's happening in the country. So the first step is pulling your emotions out of that and putting your emotions on moving forward and putting your emotions on love and putting your emotions on, you know, the spirit of cooperation and, you know, examining any place where you may have any funky, you know, the dregs of stuff that you may have been carrying around and get rid of that. So to me, that's number one. And, you know, really to me also, you know, just every interaction with the people that cross your path during the day, like I have just been so much more aware of really trying to treat every person with as much respect as I can. Because to me, that's also raising up, you know, just all, you know, if I treat someone well, then I'm not adding to the cesspool. And that,
yeah.
you know, raises them up. So they're not, you know, we're not having some conflict. And so, it's like just being responsible with our thoughts and our words and our actions is definitely big. I also think, getting practical, I went on that Women's March last January 20th. It was the most incredible experience I ever had. I thought it was going to be like this angry, we hate Trump, and it wasn't. It was like this very loving vibe. It was like, however many people, I went to someone in San Francisco, it was like 100,000, 150,000 people marching down Market Street. And it was like this feeling of community and power. And people were like being really polite and looking out for each other in this huge crowd of people. Like if, some people were stumbled over something, like strangers would come and grab them by the elbow and help them up again kind of thing. Like I saw that all over. There were families marching, kids. It was just like this very uplifting, loving experience. And I was so glad that I went on that. So, if it moves you to get involved in that way, I know that there's another one coming up this January 20th. I thought it felt very empowering. Talking to your congressperson, like if you want to do the practical steps, all that is really important too. And really the number one thing, vote. We wouldn't be in this mess if people had voted.
Right. And that's what I tell people all the time. It's like, they voted, right? But they voted over there because and now they're surprised. I get a lot of that. It's like, oh my God, I can't believe that this is what's happening. I'm like, I don't know why you don't believe it. It's just
right.
What I knew would happen if you voted for that. So how do we shift that now? Because we made our mess, and it's almost like, what did somebody say to me? How could God let this happen? It's like, God didn't let anything happen.
No, God had nothing to do with this. This is called free will and people.
Yeah. He's not going to do, I'm not going to make you vote for this person. We're the one that decides what we want to do, and we made a decision. Now we got to live with it. So what are we going to do about it, right?
Exactly.
And so I would imagine that now I got my little posse of beings in my process that I engage with. I can imagine that my ancestors and my guides are all trying to talk to me every day about what there is to do, and we're not listening. And so your goal is to help people listen, right? Help people connect to that.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
So,
and it's like harm nothing with hate too, because it's really, to me, it's really easy to get into the, bashing, the side that you don't like. But it's, to me, there's even responsibility in, you don't have to agree with them, but they're also a human being, like looking at them as people, because then you're also not adding more hate and anger into the, the wave that's going through. I mean, we all have the responsibility to do that too. To me, it's like anyone who's acting out these prejudices, it's really fear. That's where they're coming from. So if someone's racist, well, have them sit down with the the people that they're really against, because really they're just missing their humanity, right? See that, everyone's a human being. So all the people who are putting out the hate stuff, it's like if we don't react with hate, it's not going to fuel it. I mean, that to me is similar to what you heard Michelle Obama talk about: when they go low, we go high. Like, let's not fuel it, take action where we can, take practical action if you feel compelled to do that. And, use the power of your own mind to pull yourself out of that fearful, reactive state. And, thing that I remember from that march and with a lot of things lately is that we really are, I'm not trying to use Hillary's campaign slogan, but we really are stronger together. It's like the more people reach out to each other, and support the way you want things to be, and we do it together, that's where the power is. I mean, that was how that initial Obamacare bill got thrown over, because it was people. It wasn't the senators. It wasn't the Congress. The people made that happen. So we do have power. Don't give up your power.
Yeah. Yeah, we do, and there's a lot of blame and a lot of this and a lot of that. My thing is like, hey, check it out. It happened. It doesn't mean anything because we're still here. It's not like we live in a dictatorship. So now we just got to live with it and get through the next 4 years and do the and make the best of it. The upside is
right.
that there's a lot of stuff visible now that we wouldn't have paid attention to because we became complacent, right?
Right.
So what are we going to
exactly.
do about it? So what is your message?
Exactly.
What do you want us to do? What is it that you would like to see the direction that, you know, the influence that you could bring? What would you, what do you want to accomplish here with what's going on?
Look, I guess for me, the what the message boils down to is empowerment. You know, when I notice when I get afraid and I'm freaked out and it's like, oh my God, like look at all the disasters that are happening. It's like, I'm not feeling empowered with that. So, you know, it's like using the tools that you have and using the resources that you have to get out of that kind of emotional rut and pull yourself up and pull myself up and connect to your power. 'Cause that's, you know, that's where, you know, that's where we all come together to feel empowered and take positive action, take, you know, have positive thoughts, choose love. I remember this story that just, I was sobbing when I heard this story during the Paris attacks, when the terrorists went into the concert and they were, you know, shooting inside that concert in Paris. And there was a woman who was in that situation, and she basically thought she was going to die. And all of a sudden, she just decided, it was like it was clear. And to me, this had to have come from spirit. I mean, it came from her, but it was also, it was the very essence of what the nature of spirit is. She says as she was laying there waiting to get shot, she decided that she was not going to die in fear, that she was going to die in love. And she basically thought of every single person that she loved, and she told each of them in her mind, I love you, I love you, I love you. It was like the one thing that she had power over, you know, was how she, the state of mind that she was in, you know, right before she died. And she said, I chose to just think about love. And she didn't die because she lived to tell that story, but I just thought that is an incredibly powerful experience. You know, to me, that is what it is. That is being empowered. So, you know, and I think really that's what people are looking for, you know, when they're, you know, bringing it back to getting readings or, you know, doing your own kind of personal work. You know, usually people get readings when they're not feeling empowered, when they're feeling stuck and I don't know how to deal with this and, you know, I need help. Really what it is they're looking to be empowered. Because they do have the answers and they do have the strength to deal with whatever's coming their way.
So how do you work with people? What do you do in your process? You know, do you prefer to work with people one-on-one, just one at a time? Do you prefer working with people long-term? What is your process?
It depends on the person and what their needs are. I generally will work one-on-one and people will kind of come back when they feel like they need, you know, some more support. You know, a lot of times the stuff that comes up is stuff that we've been, the things that we experience as blocks are things that we've been carrying with us for a long time. And we've gotten so used to them that we're not conscious of them anymore. Like our baggage that we carry around that we're just used to carrying it. And so a reading really helps. Like that's a lot of times the kind of stuff I'll see, like, oh, you know, you're carrying this around from childhood because this happened to you. Let's clear this out energetically. And so as people start to let go of their baggage, they start to feel more empowered. And then when they, I've noticed that when they, you know, feel like they're, you know, being burdened under the baggage again, they'll call again. So it's like a, you know, it's like a process of kind of working through some really working through old energy patterns that we all have.
Right. in I've just been listening to you. I was making notes, and it's just you had some really powerful things you said. So I'm kind of lost in the in thought as I go through all this stuff. So here we are, January 15th, 2018. What do I do? What is your? I don't want to use the word prediction. It's a bad word to use because it's not a prediction. It's more like, what is your call to action for us going into 2018? What is our? What is the theme music for us to focus on for 2018, so that we can move this place and put us back in a space of God? I want to go back to the 60s at this point. When the Beatles were singing and we were loving each other, right?
Right.
Like, what the heck? Oh my gosh. So what? How can we? What do you call us to do to get back to a space of sanity here?
You know, to me, a lot of it has to do with. Pushing, everything I'm saying, I'm applying to myself. So this is what I've been challenging myself to do as well.
Right, physician, heal thyself, right?
Right.
So we got to do it for ourselves, right?
Exactly. Like I've just really been, been aware of my comfort zone and just pushing myself, not even necessarily a lot, but just pushing myself. Putting some goals out there and taking some actions and getting out of my comfort zone in areas where I want to experience growth. Because opportunities, it's like opportunity doesn't come to you. Opportunity comes to us when we put ourselves out there. It's not going to come to you if you're sitting on your couch watching TV.
Yeah.
It's like,
that would be great, right?
Right. Yeah. Mr. Wright. Oh, look, Mr. Wright. Oh, he's the pizza delivery guy. He just walked in.
Oh,
okay,
my God.
Great. I didn't have to look for him.
I'm good to go. Do anything.
So, I mean,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah, exactly. But to me, that is a very simple way that all of us can raise our vibration or get out of the reactive mode, because when we push our comfort zones and we take some action, it causes a chain reaction where opportunities and will start coming to you. You'll meet different types of people than you would normally meet. You're activating your goals, really. And when you're doing that, it's a lot easier to stay positive. It doesn't mean that things don't get you down, but you're on a more positive roll than if you're, you know, just sitting there doing nothing and, you know, worrying and having like the snowball effect of thought going on in your mind where it's just going downhill. It's like it's lifting you up by doing that. So, you know, I'm a great believer in writing things down in terms of goal setting, because I find it to be very powerful. It actually like gets you feeling like it gets the energy going. It's like, yeah, oh, that's neat. Yeah, it gets you inspired. So even just making a list of this is what I want to experience in different parts of my life. I want, you know, a new relationship, or I want, if you have a relationship, I want to, you know, bring it up, you know, clear out some stuff that's happening there and be really specific. You know, I want, you know, if you're building a business or stuff with your job, put some specific goals down about that. You know, relationship area, put some specific goals about that. Health, specific goals. Exercise, specific goals. Money. And just, like, use your mind to go, you know, create these goals for yourself, write them down, and then actually do something with some of those. You know, if you're trying to reach a business goal, maybe go to a networking event or take a class or create business cards or, you know, start just putting into place some simple steps, you know, do something that is acceptable and reasonable to you to do. You know, don't take a huge step. I mean, you can if you're into it. Most of us, that's really hard. You know, start where you're at and start taking those small steps, because they'll grow and you'll grow in strength. And you'll be more excited about the things that start unfolding with that. And that will be a positive force propelling you forward.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So I don't know if you have the time. You've got some of the things you want to cover. We've got about, I want to say, about 20 or 25 minutes left, somewhere around there in the evening. And I wanted to know if you wanted to take any callers right now. I have got a couple
sure.
people that might want to ask questions. So
yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to take
That's fine.
The first caller here. Thank you for holding. You are on the air with Anne. Who are we speaking to? Hello.
My name is Veronica, and I'm listening to your show. Thank you very much for taking my call. Very interesting, and thank
well,
you.
What was interesting
really
to you? What did you enjoy?
Really closely.
What did you like? What was interesting about it? I'm really curious about that because I was very fascinated. There were times she paused, I think, trying to get me to respond, and I was kind of lost in
yeah.
what she was saying. What was interesting to you?
For me was what your thoughts, what you should, how you want to create things.
Mm.
Like you want to do a business, you know, how creating, like we can create our own things. We don't, if someone tells us no, doesn't mean that's no forever.
Right, exactly.
And I didn't really think
oh.
about that till now.
Yeah, exactly. You're the
powerful
you're,
stuff.
Yeah, you are the creator. Your mind is the creator. If that person tells you no, then they're not part of your plan. Move them out.
Huh?
And you'll start to get people who are part of the plan.
What I want to ask you, I want to make sure, am I able to ask a question about a situation that I have? Or
okay.
I can? Okay. I just want to know if, and thank you, Where I'm at right now, there's been association with some tenants for 17 months, and I never talked to the landlord like in person for that long, and today he was really upset, like in a severe bad mood, that he came to my door, he knocked, and I said yes, and he automatically like. He cussed at me, and I told him, "Look, sir, come down." And he's so angry because he was reported, and he cussed at me. So I want to know if you know, he never gave me any problems. I've been here 8 years. Is he gonna give me problems, or he just taking anger out at me? Because they say lies.
Because I'm sorry, say that last part again. Because they what?
Because the tenant that live in front of me, which is about 5 or 6 acres, the police is there every day or every 2 days.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. And I don't know if they said to him some lies that he was holding it. He saw him, he exploded.
Right. I'm saying that he. What I see with that is that he made the assumption or he's reading. I'm not saying that they said anything to him. He's making the assumption that you were the one that reported them. He's just thinking that was you. I see there's like definitely a lot of kind of chaotic energy and also very manipulative. Like there's like a lot of manipulation going on in that house or that living area, like, you know, where they're trying to basically hide things or pull things over. It's, you know, it's not upfront. Things aren't being upfront and honest, basically. So what I'm seeing is, you know, just basically staying out of their way. Like, I'm not seeing them doing anything to you, but it's like he's got his mind made up that somehow you are connected with them getting reported. So I would just do everything you can to not deal with them, you know, because you don't have to deal with them. But, you know, I don't, you know, I see like the less you water the situation or react to them, just the better off you'll be. It's really not your issue. And their energy is very self-destructive. So, you know, it looks like really within a matter of time, they're going to be working themselves out of there anyway. You know, just I just see it being very self-destructive, the whole vibration around them.
I want to ask you, he came walking over here like an hour ago. He told me this around 4 p.m. And an hour ago, I saw him walking over here. And then I saw him. It was dark, and he was looking at the door. What was he trying to do? Did he want to come and argue with me again?
Yeah.
Or he just came thinking?
Yeah, and he, you know, he's a the vibe on him is like kind of like a caged animal, you know, where he's looking to, he's looking to attack. He's looking to be reactive. He's looking to start a fight, kind of thing. So you don't have to deal with him. And if I was you, I wouldn't deal with him. You would just be putting yourself in harm's way. It's not your problem. So I would just, you know, if you're going to be leaving your house, take a look around, make sure he's not around. You know, just do your best to, you know, stay out of his path, basically.
Okay, one more question connected. There's some older couple next door. Are they targeting me by saying lies to him about me?
I'll be honest, I'm not really seeing a clear answer to that. I am seeing there's a lot of talk, you know, like gossipy talk going on. I'm not seeing who's involved with that, but the neighbors are talking. I don't know if it's them or not, but there is like a gossipy kind of, you know, people, you know, gossip and lies,
yes,
kind of
sir,
go together. Things get changed around. So yeah, there's more than them involved with it. So, you know,
okay,
take a look and see who regularly interacts with them, and that's who that's coming from.
One last thing, but you don't see him coming to attack me or, like, try to do something forceful with law, because I didn't do anything.
I'm seeing right now he's very worked up, and so that's why I'm saying lay low, like, don't throw any fuel on this fire.
Okay.
So, you know, just be careful around him. And, you know, you can always call the police if you don't feel safe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you very much, and good luck with that.
Good luck. I was going to ask if there was a way she wanted to reach out to you. How could she reach out to get, you know, if she needed a deeper connection? Because this sounds like something that, you know, you may want to engage with Anne separately on to get some more info, some more insight, because it's kind of hard on the radio to dig that deep.
Right. My website is www.anniethemedium.com. So simple, A-N-N-I-E, themedium.com. And the phone number is 510-306-1652 is a way that people can contact me if you want to get a reading.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
I'm going to put you back on hold so you can listen. And, you know, I want to put out there for the listeners that, like anything else, if you are concerned that you're threatened by someone or you don't feel safe, we love to be here to assist and talk to you, but really take appropriate action, because there's nothing more important than your safety. So if you think somebody's lurking outside your door, you can listen to us. The rebroadcast happens instantaneously, you know, kind of hang up the phone, call 911. And I think Anne would agree with that. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Spirit can't protect you like
not
that.
Cool.
Call the police.
No, they're not going to get it. They're not going to get involved. All they can do is stand
right
back and be like, wow, that's some crazy stuff. But we don't want you to be in any danger. So please, if there is fear of your person, please do take some steps to take care of yourself, because I really care about your well-being versus
absolutely
whether or not you're hesitant to decide to take action right now. So having said that, when someone is having the gossipy thing, because you brought that up and I would love to talk about that, we live in a world of gossip now.
Right.
And gossip is like dark, and it's part of that icky darkness, right?
Yep.
So
absolutely.
What does it accomplish? I mean, it's like if you are moving forward and you have a sensitive spirit, you can like feel people talking smack, as we like to call it. You can feel it, just like
right.
You can feel somebody punching you in the face, right?
Yep.
So how can I
yep.
process my life through gossip and nastiness happening in the background, right?
Well, to me, what gossip is it's us projecting our shadow side onto a person. Like all the things that, you know, we don't want to look at in ourselves, you know, people turn that into, oh, this person did this and this person did that. You know, it's like really projecting like our own garbage onto somebody else. And that's different than, you know, if you're factually relating, you know, an event that happened, you know, that's one thing. But when it gets into that kind of gossip vibe, that's what, you know, people are, it's like, it's almost like, you know, I don't want to look at it, so we're going to project it onto this person, and they kind of become like the scapegoat. That to me is what gossip is. And then everyone feels better about themselves.
Yeah. So, wow, that's really good. You talked about this shadow self before. What is that, the person's shadow self?
The shadow side is all the uncomfortable, dark things that we all have that we may feel ashamed about or don't know how to handle. So a lot of times, you know, it's stuff that when it comes up, you know, we shove it right back down, or people do things. I mean, addictions are based upon not knowing how to deal with your shadow. You know, if you have anger or sadness or depression or all of those uncomfortable kind of feelings, that is the stuff. It's not in the light. It's in the shadow. We don't want to look at it. You know, because, you know, we're convinced that basically there's something. It's something that we feel deep shame about. There's something really wrong with us if we have these uncomfortable feelings or experiences that somehow, you know, we are the author of them. You know, they're coming from a really icky place inside.
Yeah.
And we all have it. You know, it's part of being human. We all have, you know, things that we're not proud of, or you know, situations in life that we went through that maybe we feel very stigmatized by. And we feel like we can't show that to other people. But one of the, I heard a phrase recently, what was it? The only way to recover is to reveal.
Ooh.
So
that's really cool.
It's like, doesn't mean, you know, you get up on the rooftop, you know, and shout out your darkest secrets. We can, maybe that would be really healing. Let's try it. Okay.
Oh my God, let's do it. Let's just stop right now. Let's just do it.
Exactly.
What's that old movie? Oh my God, what's that movie, Network? I'm mad as hell, man. I'm not
right.
That's your new thing. You got it. You're gonna be like a social media phenomenon now. You're like, people are gonna start raging out their windows. Oh my God, that made me laugh so hard my side hurts now. That was good. I needed that. That was
absolutely
really good.
To me, that a very powerful lesson that I learned in my life when I was going through a very, very dark, dark period, like through a divorce, and stuff, was there was no escape from the pain. And it's similar with people going through grief. There is no escape from grief. It's like you have to go through it. You have to let yourself feel it. So with shadow stuff, it's the same thing. It's like you have to just say, you know, I'm really angry, or, you know, I'm really depressed, and I feel this way. And, you know, and I find that that's the only thing that helps it go through. Like when you try to avoid feeling those things, it makes them, it gives them more power. And it's like you're trying to shove the closet door closed, and it's, you know, it's bulging out. But if you just let it come out, it starts to dissipate.
Yeah. Because it's like the, what is it, the elephant in the room? If you ignore it, it's almost like it gets bigger and noisier and smellier. But when you just acknowledge it, it almost vanishes in front of you.
Right.
Because now you've acknowledged it.
Exactly. Instead of it becoming this huge thing that has power over you, it's like, oh, it's just, I made a mountain out of a molehill. I can just step over this. It's really not a block at all.
I like it. I like it. Well, and what are you working on now? You know, like 9 minutes left. What is it? What is 2018 going to be for you, and how we're going to be engaging with you, how we're going to see you, what kinds of things are you doing as you go into 2018 with your practice and how you engage with your clients and the public?
Yeah, well, I've been, you know, my goals for a long time have been, you know, to, you know, be doing readings 100% for a living. Right now, I'm still working in the business world and reading, and there's nothing wrong with that. We all have our process.
Yes.
But for me, I really want to, you know, step up that process. So, you know, I've been doing fairs, which are great, you know, making connections with people. I want to start putting some classes out, maybe doing some of those on Facebook. So there's no geographical constraint, but also some what do you call it? You know, local classes. So stay tuned as I start adding that to, my calendar events kind of thing. A friend and I, another medium, her name is Kay Falstrom. We're going to be doing some group readings, like going to different venues around the Bay Area and, you know, people coming in as a group and us giving messages, you know, to the people that are there. So it's similar to the stuff you see on TV where, oh, I have a mother here in spirit who had short blonde hair and she liked wearing purple. Who can relate to that? Like that kind of thing.
Okay.
A group
that
reading.
Kind of thing, yes.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm doing that. So to me, it's like focusing on more than just working one-on-one. It's kind of expanding. And for me, a big lesson has been valuing the information that I have, you know, and stepping up into the light and really putting out there what I've learned through the years, because I have been doing it for 31 years. Not that I'm definitely not the, you know, expert of the universe, but, you know, I have I think a lot of valuable information to share. And I've had a lot of experience. So trust giving myself that permission to share what I know with people.
And honoring it, right? Honoring your gift.
Yes, honoring it.
Yeah, honoring it. And so you're out in the public now, kind of out there doing it more, and I can totally understand and relate to the desire to do this full time where this is your love and your passion. So if I was like the genie and I was able to blink my eyes, giving my age away there, if I dream a genie, blink my eyes, and create.
I know what you're talking about. I used to watch it too.
You were probably right there at the same time. And I was able to create the perfect world for you. Is that what you would be doing? Just like traveling and doing classes,
absolutely,
giving readings,
yep,
and all that good stuff. Just living that life. And so that if that's who you are journeying to become.
Yes, absolutely. That is my biggest dream, is to be able to travel and give classes, you know, across the country and internationally as well. That's my big dream.
So 2018 is going to be your launch point to really create this for yourself. Absolutely. That's amazing. That's really super cool. And I'm familiar with Kay. I'm actually looking forward to hearing more about that. So my hope is by the time we come back together, you'll kind of have some of that sussed out and some things to tell us about.
Yes, absolutely.
That'd be really cool.
Some dates. That would be good.
That would be nice. In the meantime, what do you got going on now that people can engage with you in? Because I want people to be able to reach out to you to get some really, you know, great messages. You have a lot to offer and some very powerful information. And I would love to be able to give them a chance to call you, text you, email you, whatever your process is. And do you have anything for them, for the listeners tonight, for calling in if they reach out to you this month?
Right. So let me see. So again, I'll give my website. It's www.anniethemedium.com. Phone number is 510-306-1652. Mm-hmm. And my email is annie@anniethemedium.com. And if you want to reach out and book a reading with me. I'll say I would, for radio show listeners, just let me know you're a radio show listener, and I would give you 20% off the price of a reading or healing session. Yep, 20% off.
Off coupon.
And there's a lot of fairs coming up that are starting the new year off. This weekend I'll be in Turlock. Saturday the 20th is Saturday. I'm reading at the Turlock Holistic Expo. I don't have it on my calendar yet, but I'm adding it. I'll be at the Stockton. There's a fair in Stockton, March, I believe, 4th. It's a Sunday. And then in Santa Jose, the Soulful Living Arts Fair, March 17th and 18th. And April.
Wow.
That's all on my website. What's that?
I said, wow. That's a lot. Yeah. You're like serious about this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is serious business for Annie, the medium, this year. We're going to see you all over the place. That's really super exciting. And we have been talking about trying to get some classes going. I actually got sick at the end of December and my whole life shut down for about 3 weeks.
Yeah,
so
that's fine.
I had planned on, oh my God, it was horrible. Did you get that illness that was flying around?
No, I heard a lot of people got it though.
Oh God, it was like some sort of chemical warfare. It was horrible, but I'm better now. And I'm looking forward to pulling you in and engaging you in some class activity for the listeners. So if you're listening, stay tuned, because that's one of the first things I want to launch is a class with you. I talked about that with you at an event recently, and I do want to do that.
Yeah,
maybe
absolutely.
We'll do it in February around love.
Yeah,
and
February
stuff.
Is good because I don't have any fairs in February right now, so that would be perfect.
Oh, gosh, that would be good. That would be good, maybe February. See how things just create and you listen and you're like there and you're present and you can be there when something magical happens.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. A couple more minutes. Time flies when you're having fun. This is your last 2 minutes to throw out your call to action for people, Anne, and what we need to do and when we need to do it and how come we need to do it with you.
I think, you know, if people talk about when you market your business, it's like what sets me aside from other energy workers is that I have a very practical approach to things. It's like, in addition to really being able to go deeply into the issues that, you know, you're dealing with in your life. And like one of my strengths has to do with getting kind of like back to where negative habits or bad habits started. It's like, I can really pick up information as to where the origin of those are. And then I also do healing work, so I can actually help you clear that out of your aura, which helps, you know, you to create new patterns. But in addition to that, I also give very just practical, like we were talking about tonight, you know, write a gratitude journal. I can really help give you very practical, you know, step-by-step things that you can do that are very attainable. So it's kind of like, I think that's a very thorough approach, you know, really being able to go in there and clear out the old stuff, help you clear it, and then, you know, give you a action list about things you can do to, you know, create new habits and stuff. So I have just as long, I have 31 years of experience in healing work as well. So I know how to clear an aura.
She's like, I got some skills. I have a couple of skills. I got some things I know how to do.
Right.
That's beautiful. I'm going to encourage everyone, 20% off, a really great deal. 20% of 100 is 20 bucks. So whatever it is that you engage with Anne, 20% off. If you say, I heard you on Blog Talk Radio, New Age Guild Radio, or anything to that effect, get that 20% off, because what you need is a boost.
Right.
To get you moving forward in January, because this year you're going to need all the allies you can get to climb
right.
out of the hole that we have dug ourselves into.
And that's actually the topic on the class that we're going to launch with you, Angel, was it, if it was myself and Kathleen Hilton.
Yeah. Yes.
We're going to be talking about how to deal with the negative stuff going on in the environment right now, and then how to basically create from a soul level.
Like it.
So that's right.
We're
we're going to get that going. Thank you so much for your time. We're going to say goodnight and God bless. And I'm going to see you soon. Keep your eye on the email in the coming week on the information on the class. And take care. Get some rest. It's time to go to sleep now.
Exactly. You too. Thank you, Angel.
All righty. Good night. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community.